The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today because it's Friday. You ain't got no job and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
So one of the things, like a lot of people, when you have so much time at home, one, we've been organizing all sorts of stuff, cleaning out closets and attics and things you've been meaning to do forever. But the other thing is that we've been like teaching the boys a little more in terms of not just school stuff, but, you know, we're doing lawn. How do you do whites? Just like giving them life skill lessons just to pass
and
the time.
My kids how to make a fire.
Well, there's other ways to do it too. But I kind of said to them the other day, because Zane's pretty good when it comes to cooking. Aiden is not. Like, he just doesn't care. He makes toast. He's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm like, hey, what about, one night you guys make dinner for us?
Oh, don't do that to yourselves.
Oh, my God.
So tomorrow night,
it's
Amber and I are having a date night in the dining room, and the boys are going to cater it.
Your poor kids. They're like,
get me the F out of here. Are you kidding me? Dave's my dad.
He's showing me how to do whites.
Oh, my God.
And laundry and organizing. And
yeah. They're just, they're having the worst.
Stop it.
They're having the worst time.
It was actually their idea to make dinner for us.
Stella did this the other day. She made dinner for everybody. It was like pancakes or whatever. It was very easy stuff. But I mean, it's just, hey, whatever. You want to do something?
Yeah.
Go for
that's
it.
It. You know what? I think they're like almost excited. It's just something to do.
Yeah.
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 So we'll see. I hope I don't
get it. It's so sad for kids right now, man. I can't. It just became springtime.
Yeah, you want to just hang out with your friends.
I had the best spring ever. I made my parents dinner.
Yeah. For their date night.
Yeah, it was awesome. We made them for their date night.
And then we had to go and put on our noise-canceling headphones because they were going to have sex all night.
That's all right.
He helped our dad seduce our mom while we were in quarantine.
Dad seduce our mom.
Yeah. We made sure Dad said, give her three times the amount of booze.
Big glasses of wine.
Yeah, huge.
Big glasses of
dirty
wine.
Dirty martinis, for sure.
I told Chuck, I saw the saddest thing. I was out and about a little bit, and there was just like this little girl that was like wanted to play soccer, but she had nobody to play with, so she was just recording herself doing soccer moves.
Yep.
I was like, that's...
There's a ton of stuff. I mean, obviously, I was coaching baseball. There's all sorts of these kids just doing stuff by themselves and recording it and then sending it to us to be like, how's it look? It looks great, kid.
Yeah. Sucks so bad to be a kid right now. Yeah, I know. I was feeling bad for him.
It does.
I heard him out in my neighborhood, though, playing, screaming.
Yeah.
All that. I'm like, oh, the kids are around.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, hopefully it's just family.
Well, that's the thing. I think it is. Yeah. You hope. It's not always.
Yeah.
Someone said that my eight-year-old just made dinner for me and my girlfriend. He made pasta for us. Eight?
I would not eat it.
His hands, huh?
I would not
just
eat
his
it.
Hands and
I
stuff,
I trust
huh?
an eight-year-old.
Oh, no.
Cooking.
Mm. Did you make their butt some pasta?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, he just grabs it and puts it on the plate.
Oh, there you go. Oh, man.
There you go. Eat it up.
Yeah. Someone said, teach them how to change a tire. Yeah, that's on my list of stuff.
You're going to want to teach them marksmanship.
Yep. You got to basically treat your kids the way Rick Grimes did in The Walking Dead. You have to turn them into a Carl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad Carled me up.
Yeah.
So true. My dad did not Carl me up.
No.
He left me ill-prepared.
Yeah.
As you can tell. I have no surprise.
Yeah, I have no surprise.
And on my last cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That's bad, Dave.
Oh, my.
We'll get through this together.
We got to drone him in some coffee.
Yeah. That's something. So bad.
Hi, you know Canadian government.
Dave, get a big knife. Mm-hmm. Go take your neighbor's supplies.
Okay.
Find your softest neighbor and go take his coffee.
Dave, give me your coffee, bitch!
They'll fold.
Yeah.
Dave marauded coffee.
Yeah, he has to.
Or go get that guy that's nosy and ask him about your trash all the time.
Oh, yeah. Teach him a lesson. Take
How's
all
it going,
supply.
Rick?
Yeah.
All those questions about my trash, huh?
How much coffee you got?
Yeah, exactly. Time for...
Dave robs people for coffee.
Time for me to loot your supplies. You're nothing but a loot box to
That's
me.
Why I'm raging for coffee.
Just put on an eye patch.
Gross, bitch. Everybody down on the ground, we'll make it through this. Where's your beans?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where's your coffee beans?
You just hear like a grinder. He's stealing our beans.
Ice-T has some advice for those of you who are owed money. He says, if someone owes you money, put on your mask and pop up at their crib right now. They're home, bitch.
Yeah.
And while all that might be true, you might be risking legal problems if there's a stay-in-place order and threatening harassment, you know, all that. So we're not suggesting you try that. I'm just passing along Ice-T's message to you.
Ice-T.
I take all of Ice-T's advice.
You do?
Yeah. His tweets are funny.
Ice-T's hilarious.
He's my favorite person to follow on Twitter right now.
Yeah.
He's so funny because he's like his ice-cold facts.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he calls them.
Ice-cold facts.
Ice-cold facts.
And I love when people bitch at him at Twitter and his responses are just like, F you.
Yeah.
You don't like it? F you.
Yeah.
Did he break up with that alabaster titted lady?
Coco?
I don't think so. That's love.
Yeah, they're going to be together forever.
Yeah.
I thought I read that there was...
He loves her titties. He loves them.
Oh, well, sure. Oh, Coco slams Ice-T split rumors on Instagram. That is fake.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I read something.
I could sleep better.
I've been losing sleep over it, too, at least.
He'll have a nice restful weekend now that he knows Ice-T and Coco are fine. And Coco.
If those two broke up, the whole country would fall apart.
Well, it would. I mean, they're holding us together.
They're our Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle, they
I
are.
Think that we should make a statue of them.
Oh, my God. Please. Please.
We don't have enough bronze.
Yeah.
I almost swore.
I know.
Almost said that.
Picture
almost said
Lisa
the
in her house with Molly going, "What's up with Ice-T and Coco? What is up with Ice-T and Coco?"
Yeah, that's all I think about.
I think after this is all over, we put a sweet Ice-T and Coco monument in D.C.
I would love it. There should be at least a monument somewhere.
Absolutely.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
So yesterday I was blown away that a 99-year-old guy got arrested. Couldn't believe someone that old got arrested.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, what's next? 100-year-old man gets arrested.
That's it. I'll up the stakes.
Take it right from that young buck. Wheel me out.
Police last night broke up a funeral in New Jersey and charged 15 men, including a 100-year-old guy, with violating the state's ban on public gatherings during the coronavirus crisis. According to police, officers found about 60 to 70 individuals gathered for a funeral on a street corner. When cops tried to break up the group, they became unruly and argumentative.
Yeah. It's a bunch of old people.
Yeah. All
mad.
I'm thinking of New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Funeral, you're not supposed to mess with it.
Don't mess with the funeral.
You know what I mean?
I hope that he was like, scatter, and then he was like, tried to run away, but he was like, yeah.
real slow. That's his top speed right there.
You'll never catch me. Try and catch me, Garrett. Oh, you got me. I'm down for the count.
Yeah. Ouch.
My skull is very soft.
Mm-hmm. Oh. That gave way, huh?
They don't care.
No, you can't scatter that well when you're 100.
Scatter, they'll never catch us, boys.
I do think
ooh,
that.
Not fast enough.
Funerals are going to be the tough thing to, you know, because I just know in my own family, funerals have led to at least two fights. And with, like, people, there was the one where my grandma didn't look like my grandma because the makeup made her look a little bit like the Joker.
Yeah.
And then my family erupted into anger. And it's going to be one of those things. People are going to pass, and they're going to want to have that big funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just high emotions, and cops are going to show up, and then this kind of stuff's going
to supposed
go
to do it. What are they doing, virtual? Virtual funerals?
I know, but I mean, I can't even even FaceTime my parents. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can't. They can't.
But you can't do it right now.
No, I know.
Especially in New Jersey.
But I mean, you're going to see, like, there's going to be some real high emotions when people try and break these things up.
So you're right. It probably would have been fine if they just had have said, okay, sorry, and left, right? They wouldn't have, you know, charged anyone. But because they put up a fight, they had
yes.
to. So they ended up charging 15 guys with violating the coronavirus safety order, including a 100-year-old resident of Lakewood, New Jersey. Police in this South Jersey township actually cited dozens of individuals for gathering in defiance of the state mandate, including the 99-year-old guy earlier this week. He was in the same area. He was charged for attending an engagement party.
Mm. He's like, I literally knew Al Capone.
Yeah, he did.
I literally knew him.
Yeah. Worked for him.
They're very dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, and some of them are so stubborn. Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Oh,
that's a problem with some of the seniors. Even though they're most at risk, they're also stubborn.
I'm super stubborn. If I make it to 100.
Oh, my God, Chuck. I can't imagine. You won't do anything now.
No, exactly.
60 more years
can't
you got?
Even imagine.
What will you do?
I also, though, won't go anywhere. So I won't be this 100.
You won't be upset.
I'm not going to be on a street corner talking about someone who passed.
Or going to an engagement party.
Right.
Yeah.
If I'm 100, no one I know is alive. So
that's just it, man. Everybody I know is dead three times over.
Yep.
They're all dead. I made new friends after everybody died the first time, and then those guys all died.
Yep.
A churchgoer who sought help to identify what she thought was a vintage bottle stopper turned out not to be a bottle stopper. A woman known only as Jane posted images of the unknown item in a glass collector Facebook group asking for help.
Oh.
Jane, in her 60s, discovered this washed up in her garden following a heavy storm.
Oh, no.
She said, got a solid piece. Can't figure out what it is. I'm reaching out to all you, hoping to get an idea. My only guess is either a bottle stopper for a decanter or possibly a chess piece.
Nope.
Chess piece, huh?
Chess piece.
You're like old fancy.
Checkmate.
One.
With some people reaching out, they broke it to Jane. Oh,
no.
Sweetie, it's a stopper, just not for a bottle.
Right.
She realized she now had a glass butt plug in her possession.
Oh, her hands were all over. Yes, huh?
My goodness.
That's a butt plug I found.
It's even kind of off color.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because it's old or from use.
Oh, man. Oh my God. Oh,
it's
my
even
God.
Slightly brownish.
Give it a whiff. You smell some fine whiskey or scotch.
Yeah. Oh.
In your garden. Aww.
Yeah.
There's pictures of this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see what it looks like. As for Jane, she said she's able to see the funny side of all this. She said, I'm cracking up at the fact that I picked it up and handled it. I don't think there's enough soap to wash away all that image.
Be traumatized if you just had it and you're just in your house, you're putting it, or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just
you're like playing,
it,
yeah, you're like
counter.
Examining it, playing chess with it,
taking pictures of it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Trying to find the rest of the pieces to the chess kit. You know, the pawns and the rooks.
What
How
a great idea now.
A glass butt plug get into your garden?
Yeah, that's the question.
It must have like, is it really glass panel? Or is it, it's is a, it like
it
a flint
like an emergency
float?
Throw. Like someone was freaked out. They were passing the backyard and whipped their
glass butt plug in the yard?
Mean, what kind of
or somebody else was misinformed and they thought it was like a garden decoration, like one of those little glow things that you put on there, like to reflect
it's
sunlight.
So tiny,
and stuff.
Though.
I think maybe somebody was digging in the dirt, making a garden.
I bet there was a homeless man that had it in there and then he stopped in your backyard. Or
the gardener had one in while he was doing some work and it fell out and he couldn't find it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It just falls out.
Shot there. It out.
Kinky gardener.
Yeah.
Trying to plant radishes.
She said, we're very religious, so frankly, had no idea what it is. Mm. Now horrified to have it in my possession.
Chess piece, though, was an odd
chess. Guess. I just see an old lady playing chess with butt plugs.
Because it has that flat, it'll have the flat bottom, right?
Yeah,
that,
so your
stopper.
Yeah, so your orifice doesn't suck it all the way in.
Yeah, so like you could put it down on the table and it would stick straight up. Dude, it's like a queen.
I can see it being like a one of the main pieces, a queen or a king.
How funny would it be to have like a really kind of ornate chess set?
I love
up,
the idea.
Then,
I'm already thinking of
different
it. I'm already thinking
butt
of
plugs
it.
As the pawns, yeah. And then different dildos.
Different sizes.
Yeah.
They probably sell X-rated chess sets. I'm sure there is.
Oh, yeah. There's got to be. Chess is so old.
What a weird thing.
X-rated chess.
Just sexual to know chess players. Set? Yeah, sexual chess.
Gonna play sexual some chess sexual set. Chess.
Let's see, maybe sexual chess sets would be a...
Sexual chess.
I feel like I've seen pieces with, like, boobs as...
there we go, pieces. Erotic chess set.
Erotic.
There you go, erotic.
Thank you, Betsy.
There it is, right there. Look at all the little dildos.
Oh, my God.
All the little dongs lined up.
Look
penis
at that
chess set.
Top. It's got people doing it as pieces.
Oh, yeah, look. Wow, looks like the Kama Sutra chess.
Erotic chess.
Erotic chess.
Tell you, that's not what we played on my official... matches back in grade school.
Oh my God.
Goodness gracious. Oh, look, they have up close pictures of all this.
There you go, James.
That's a rook.
That's the king.
That's very nice.
James,
is that
you
the
gotta
king?
Get, yeah. There's all these tiny little dongs you can play with.
It's a bishop.
It's a very nice set, yes.
That's the horse. It's a knight. That's a rook.
Wow, all shaped like dongs.
What's the rook supposed to be, though? It looks like
it's
sort of a chimney.
Because I think the rook is like a tower. So there's still it's still a tower.
Imagine the freak who made this.
Yeah. I carved every one of them by hand. I dreamt it up one night.
It is wild.
For a reasonable $44.45, you can have your own set, too.
Handmade penis chess set.
I chiseled each one of them with care.
I shaped them with my tongue.
Wow, look at these ones. Erotic chess.
People having sex instead of breaking the chess piece.
Oh my God, what the heck is going on the tower?
Is that a threesome?
The rook is like multi-people.
Holy hell.
The bishop's doing it doggy style.
Fancy a game of chess.
I will say this. I'd rather have this one because it's just so ornate.
Yeah, it's a lot
it's so ornate. It's crazy. It is crazy.
You like that better than the...
Than just the run-of-the-mill. Looks like the guy made it in his 3D printer.
Right.
Which chess position would you say the RJ would be?
The knight.
The knight. Yeah. It's the one that has the weird move, you know?
Yeah, because it goes over and to the left.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's got the weird
move. Moving L-shaped patterns.
Different, yeah. Too. Like, these are all naked ladies, and then the people in the back are doing...
Yeah, the bronze one is nicer than the first one we saw with just little dongs.
That's crazy. Yeah, the little dong one was
really pole riding.
Yeah, the rooks seem to be the most impressive piece on almost all of these. Oh my.
Oh, goodness.
Tates.
Going
down.
Is he
getting a flute?
He is, yep.
Okay.
He has a flute of some kind.
That person looks like they're about to head to the back door.
Yep.
Oh, energy.
My goodness.
Ooh. It'd be funny to hear them call the match when they're like, you know, knight to king four or whatever.
Yeah.
Like RJ to DJ four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Checkmate.
Well, there you go. There's another thing we had no idea existed in the world.
Nope.
Erotic chess sets.
Who would have thought that?
What else could there be game wise erotic that we have never even thought of? Is there like erotic Monopoly?
Oh, my God. Yeah, for sure.
Is there?
Monopoly?
Yeah.
You think?
I don't know if Monopoly
is going to be
licensed. It's not going to be licensed.
Triple Xopoly.
Yeah, Triple Xopoly.
No, my
Couples
God.
Couples game.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Whoa.
How much is that?
unavailable.
Oh, it's sold unavailable. Out completely.
They were sued. Everyone's looking for something to do.
You're a wild couple if you're playing XXXopoly.
Yeah. What are your game pieces?
Yeah, I wonder what you buy and what your...
Can we see? Oh, massage. You could buy massage parlors. Those are like instead of Park Place, S&M Chambers.
It's the jail.
Is Boardwalk called Board?
I don't know.
Board.
Oh, wow. Sensual sucking.
Yeah.
Nibble necking.
I wonder if you have to do the things if you land on their spot.
Oh, like if you buy it, if you buy that property, like, oh.
Yeah.
Just leave it in RJ Town,
yeah.
baby.
And then you have to make them do it.
Sucking street.
It's wild to play with multiple people.
That's crazy.
Hey, guys. What are you guys doing this weekend?
I got to come on over.
Board.
Come on over. It's a little different.
Make sure you wash your bits before you come, though.
Oh, before you arrive. there's different cards there.
Wow.
You can enter, you get the erotic chest pile or the hot and heavy pile.
I just bought the R&J Railroad.
I'm trying to see what they were, the railroads. So I was like, what are they?
I just passed blow.
Red Light District, Las Vegas.
You can get locked in the S&M chamber.
Yep.
Holy smokes.
Rub down court, back room.
Do not pass blow. Do not collect $200. Go straight to the S&M chamber and get whipped.
What else?
Stripper error in your favor.
Is there sexual trivial pursuit?
Probably not.
Maybe a sexual scrabble.
Sexual trivial pursuit.
Chance has like STDs.
I would assume it's just sex questions, right?
Yeah, I'm sure this is going to play a video. This is going to play a video for you.
Well, I'd like to see some real nerdy XXX-related stuff like Risk.
Risk.
Triple X nerd game.
Yeah. Armies of dongers?
Yeah. I'm sending 6 dongers against just 4. Will I win?
Oh, no.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
The World War II vet in Oregon just celebrated his 104th birthday after beating coronavirus. He may be the oldest person in the world to survive it so far.
Yeah, he's one of the tough ones left, though.
Badass.
You know what I mean?
Badass.
One of the tough ones.
Had a very small party outside. His granddaughter was there. His doctor says he's just really happy they helped him pull through.
This gentleman will be 104 years old.
Whoa!
Happy birthday!
Thank you. Oh, 104.
Yeah!
This is somebody who was born in 1916, so he lived through the Spanish flu of 1918. So I was going to try very hard to not let him lose the battle to COVID-19 of 2020.
It's very emotional. He's an amazing man to come through all this and be 104. He's so inspirational. He should be an inspiration to the world. If he can do it, then people need to keep their hopes up.
Thank everybody for coming.
Now get out! Cut that part off. Cut that part off.
Now get out of here, goddammit! Oh, you guys! The Jerrys couldn't take me, neither would COVID. I don't know why you were worried.
Yeah.
Oh, you just love those like tough old bastards.
Yes. I certainly do.
They're the best.
Yep.
I forget what story it was. There was like a British World War II vet, and they were asking him, like, they're like, what's your secret to living so long? And he's like, well, when you start dying, don't.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Don't be a pussy about it. Just don't.
Yep.
There's some pictures of him there. That's him leaving the hospital. Yeah.
I'm fine. Oh, big whoop.
Oh, it's great.
It's awesome.
What a generation.
Man. Yep.
They survived the Spanish flu. And he's still with us and survived Corona.
Nothing will take me. I'm immortal. I'm immortal.
He's gonna,
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That is crazy. He's like, and no worse for the wear.
Yeah.
See this trigger finger? It's already bent. That's how many Jerry's I took out.
See that? That's 10 high-ranking Jerry's. That's how many I took out by myself.
Yep.
In a tank battle.
Yep.
That's so crazy. They're the greatest generation.
Yep.
Yeah, they're yeah.
Definitely.
There's fewer of them left than ever, too, man.
Oh, like, man. Yeah, I know. Well, just look. 104.
It's crazy.
You know. Yeah, his wife died back in 2001.
It's been great ever since.
Yeah, that's crazy. 19 years of being single.
He just walks around in his uni.
I'm slaying bits like I slayed those Jerrys.
Thousands.
So he was born in Salem, Oregon in 1916. He lived through the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic that killed between 50 and 100 million people worldwide. He endured the Great Depression. In 1939, he married Alma Dean Butel.
Big mistake.
They were married for 60 years until she died in 2001. He was drafted into the U.S. Army in 1943, and for the remainder of World War II, he was stationed where he dispatched trucks and heavy equipment. His daughter said her father really only ever talked about one part of the war, the end.
Mm.
The end.
But he's always had an upbeat personality.
That's crazy. Those dudes, man, that was nuts. They're like, I'm going off to war. I'm back from kicking Jerry ass. Now, I should build all these roads.
Yeah.
And then they just like built their own houses and roads. Yep. And I mean, it's
different. We're like, I'm not staying inside for a week. Yeah. I'm not going to do that. Totally sit different. On the couch and just watch Netflix and not party. No.
Even just like,
I'm not doing that. It's too hard. Oh my God, I'd rather die.
How am I supposed to have fun all the time?
My grandfather was blown up by an 88 round in France.
Right.
And you can't sit on the couch. Oh, I know. It's crazy. Well, I felt like such a bitch yesterday because my power went out for literally 3 hours. And I was like, what is it? It's the end. I live in North Korea now. It's the end.
No one's telling us the truth.
Constant power outages and lies and spaghetti and weight gain and depression and worry.
Yep.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Back in those days, they were just like, worry about what?
Yep, my grandpa was like,
hard time writing a note right now as 88 rounds are pounding the whole shore around us. But I love you. I'll see you soon. You know what made me worry, pussy? I was looking up and seeing 25 Jerry tanks looking down at me. That was me and five of my boys.
Yep.
And we took them.
Yeah, they did. And they did. They did.
Liberated Europe. You ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Different generation, my friends. Yeah. Different generation. But again, 104-year-old guy just pulled through. So if that doesn't give you hope today, I'm not sure what will. So good for him.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.